Today we're going to be talking about the differences between multitasking, task switching, and single tasking. And this is going to be so you can identify which one you do the most frequently so you can understand how it's affecting your time management and productivity. And then you're also going to see why multitasking is actually the worst of these three options. So I'm going to be giving you some practical tips and strategies so you can take control over your daily routine. And also to take control over your daily routine, the ADHD Home Management Bundle is on sale for a limited time. It is 6 bundles in one. So with the ADHD Home Management Bundle, you're going to get cleaning, decluttering, meal planning, budgeting, daily planning, and the medical bundle for all of your like medical and home information. I put the link to that in the description so you can grab the ADHD Home Management Bundle while it's on sale. Okay, so what is multitasking? Multitasking is when you attempt to do two or more things at one time. An example of this could be reading emails while you're cooking breakfast, or cooking dinner and then you are trying to read a text message at the same time. On the other hand, you have task switching. This is when you're switching between multiple tasks. An example of this could be like you're eating breakfast, you get a text message notification, so you stop eating breakfast, you go grab your phone to read the text message and respond to that, and then you come back and you sit down to eat breakfast again, and then your kid starts crying, so you go grab them, pick them up, get them situated, and then you stop with them and you go back to eat breakfast again. So that's an example of task switching. You're just stopping what you're doing to start something else, stop this, start something else. So you're just switching between tasks. And then the third option, and this is what I have been practicing, and this is single tasking. Single tasking is when you give your focus and your attention to one task at a time. And I know that's hard as busy moms, but we're just more intentional about how we are spending our time and what tasks we choose to focus on. So an example of single tasking could be I'm eating breakfast and my phone rings with a text message notification and I just continue eating breakfast because that's the priority right now. So instead of trying to read the text message and respond to the text message while I'm eating, which would be multitasking, or instead of stopping from eating my breakfast and going to grab my phone and respond to the text message, that would be task switching. But what I am doing is single tasking, and that is when I'm not stopping to grab my phone every 2 seconds. Like I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna eat my breakfast, and then I'm gonna move on to the next task. So I'm focused on this one task. What I love about single tasking is one, the quality of whatever I'm doing is improved because I'm giving my focus and attention to this one task. So if I am sitting down to work at home on my computer and I'm like trying to read emails, respond to text messages, and do all of this other stuff while I'm in the middle of something else, then the quality of that work may suffer because I'm so scattered and trying to do all these other things. So whenever you focus on single tasking, it's better for your focus and your productivity. The second benefit of single tasking is that you can actually see how long a task takes. So many of us have no idea how long a task takes because we're doing multiple tasks while we're doing this one task. So we don't know how long it takes us to write an email because we are doing multiple tasks while we're trying to write the email. Or we don't know how long it takes us to cook dinner because we're stopping to do multiple things while we're cooking dinner. So whenever you are focused on one task at a time, then you actually know how long a task takes. And that helps you whenever you're trying to plan your day and get things mapped out. And then the third benefit of single tasking is that it just helps you feel less overwhelmed and less scattered, like you're actually able to get things done instead of stopping and moving from task to task. And I get that we are juggling so many responsibilities. We always have an endless list of things to do. And that's why I've really been intentional with trying to focus on one task at a time, because I was tired of going to bed feeling like I was running in circles all day, or feeling like I went to bed and I did all this stuff, I was exhausted, but I didn't get anything done. So I was tired of feeling like that every day. And so that's when I decided I needed to be more intentional about how I was spending my time. So here is how I was able to start really focusing in on this single tasking. And it was really in 3 simple steps. So the first thing I would do was identify my most important tasks for the next day. And I would do this in the evening when I was tired and I wasn't like full of energy and really like planning 15 tasks to get done. Like whenever I'm tired and I plan my day, I'm more realistic about what I can get done because I never know how much energy I'm going to have the next day. So I would rather plan less and accomplish more instead of planning more and then getting less done and I feel bad about it. So my most important task, I try to limit them between 1 to 3 tasks, and 90% of the time, I really just have one task that if I get that done, then I feel like I've accomplished something for the day. And what's really important for me is to know why this task is important. So if I don't know why I'm doing a task, then I'm less motivated to do it because I don't know the purpose of that task. But if I know that I am doing this task because, and I know that there's a good reason that I need to get this done, then I'm more likely to do it and I don't have to rely on motivation to get it done. So that's the first step, is to know your most important task and to know why those tasks are important. Like, you're not just doing them just because you saw somebody on YouTube doing it. Like, you're doing it because it is something that actually needs to get done. Step 2 into switching from multitasking and all that into single tasking is to know when you're going to do the task. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a time, like I'm going to do this task at 3 p.m. Like, it doesn't need to be a time-based task. You can just know when you're going to do it during the day. So I'm going to do this task during nap time, or I'm going to do this task after Wheel of Fortune. Like, it doesn't have to be a specific time to get the task done. Just know when you're gonna get it done throughout the day so that you can plan accordingly. So if I know that I'm gonna get something done during nap time, then I'm not going to try to do all of these other things. Like, I know that this is the task that I need to focus on. I don't need to just sit here and watch Netflix. Like, I need to get this done during nap time because this is gonna be the only time I can get it done. So whenever you know when you're going to get the task done, even if it's not at a specific time, you can plan your day accordingly. And then step 3 for single tasking is to prepare your environment. And so when I would do this, I would try to minimize distractions as much as possible. So putting my phone on silent or just putting it in a completely different room so I'm not distracted. And I would let my family know, like, hey, I'm going to do this task. You know, are you hungry? What do you need? Like, let me get it now because I'm going to be busy doing this. So like recording this video, I made sure that I got the baby to sleep. So she's taking her nap right now. And my oldest daughter is out in the living room with her dad. She's fed. She's already went to the bathroom. Like, she's good. So I make sure that everyone is taken care of so that I can come sit down in my office and be uninterrupted. So those are the only 3 things that I did to start switching from multitasking and task switching into single tasking. So what I did was I would know my most important tasks for the day and I would know why those tasks are important. I would know when I'm going to do those tasks. So just like a general idea of what part of the day I'm going to get them done. And then I would make sure that I minimized distractions and that I communicated with my family that I was going to be busy at that time. So let me help you now because I'm not going to be able to help you later. So those are really the 3 things that I focused on so that I could be more productive, more efficient, and then I could be more present with my family. So I'm not constantly thinking like, I need to sit down and record this video. I need to get that done. And then like my kids are trying to play with me and I'm just not present with them because I'm thinking about like, when am I going to get this thing done? I know like I'm going to get this done during nap time. So let me make sure everyone's taken care of. And then once I get it done, like I'm much more present with my family and I'm able to do other things because I know that I got my most important task done for the day. So that is going to be how you switch from multitasking into single tasking. So go ahead and identify your most important task for the next day. Try to keep it between 1 to 3 tasks and know why you're doing those tasks. So if they're not important, then just take them off your list and they can just be put on like a general to-do list. Like, when I get the time and energy, I'll do this. But your most important tasks are things that really need to get done. And inside of the ADHD Home Management Bundle, there are daily planning pages and there's the prioritization matrix to help you map out your most important tasks. So if you don't know which tasks are the priority, then it has like 4 different boxes that you can put tasks in and you can figure out which ones to focus on first. So go ahead and grab the ADHD Home Management Bundle while it's on sale. I have the link for it in the description for you, and I will see you next week.